Hey everybody, and welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. Hey yo, can you say first review, baby? Welcome to my first podcast review. As promised, I've chosen two podcasts that make me think in different ways. I've chosen the podcasts that just met me at different points in life. Honestly, I just picked them because I was like, these are really cool. Let's talk about these. So the first is the Receipts podcast, which was introduced to me by a friend who actually heard I was into podcasts while I was in my podcast honeymoon phase, as I like to call it. And she loves some British content, so she suggested that I listen to the Receipts podcast, which is just spicy. Like, the show is spicy. Like, you're the sauce, the spice, the tea, all of it. And then the second one is The Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett. This one, on the other hand, found me last year while I was trolling Spotify for something new to listen to. Also, that name just catches the attention. Like, you're like, oh, okay, what's that? Anyway, so as I said in our format in my, I guess, podcast review intro, which is the episode before this one, I've just done a lot of intros. Anyway, so the structure and background on these podcasts. So the Receipt, the concept is three females who have very real chats about relationships and life in general. In their description, it says unadulterated girl talk. And honestly, that is what it is. They interlace these chats with reading listener letters that are just wild. Like, one person sent a letter about how her boyfriend fantasizes about her mom. I was like, yo, it's wild here by the Receipts. What's going on? Anyway, the hosts are Tully T, Audrey, and Melina Sanchez. Ow. You'll understand when you listen to the podcast, which you're going to do because you trust me. So, an episode suggestion I would probably send you to is Vulnerability at its Finest. I listened to this episode and I really liked it. And you learn a little bit about the hosts and where they are in life at the moment. It is a little bit later in their journey, but it does give you a nice little update, gives you context to kind of who they are. Honesty time, I've listened to so many of their episodes and I just picked my recent favorite because, if I'm honest, I listened to so many of these and I consumed them so quickly that I was going to do favorite episodes, but I'm like, I can't remember what my favorite was. So we're here. But yeah, it's a recent favorite and I suggest you listen to it. So yeah, cool. Let's talk about the duration of the Receipts. It's about an hour or so standard podcast durations vibes. So on podcast frequency, on the Receipts, they post every week or so, which is kind of standard procedure for most podcasts. So why I love it, look, I loves me some spice. I love trash reality TV, and the Receipts just serves the fresh tea, honey, the fresh tea. There's a part of us all that like loves hearing people's problems because, let's be honest, it makes us feel better about ourselves. And the stories you hear in this show are just, I look too good. Anyway, so that's why I love it. Why you might not, if you aren't a fan of like chats and bants, then this isn't for you. It's really good vibes to listen to when you drive. It's great background while working. I like listening to like people having conversations generally. I love having conversations, if you haven't noticed. So yeah, like this podcast is just pure vibes. And then on the other hand, we have The Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett. So the concept is a young ex-CEO of Social Chain, which was a social media marketing company. Stephen Bartlett chats to various successful people about their journeys to success and the insights on how they got there. As I mentioned, the host is Stephen Bartlett. A great episode to start is episode 104, Life-Changing Lessons from the World's Greatest Minds. So it's like a compilation of like moments from his more than 100 episodes that stopped and made him and others think. This is a bit of a cheat, I'm not gonna lie, to send you to this episode, but they made me as the hun to point you to something to listen to in one sitting. Honestly, this episode is a great compilation of what this podcast can give you, but like in like sound bites and in one-hour episode, which is great. Okay, so duration of the podcast, samesies, about an hour or so for the longer episodes. They post pretty often because there's a post every 3 days or so. I think this works quite nicely because what they also do is Stephen selects moments from previous episodes, so like a couple, like a moment or something that he found really cool from an episode, and then does like these little 11-minute like snack bites of the hour, like hour versions. So he just kind of gives you the highlight, which I think is hella smart. Anyway, why I love it, I think the Jordan Peterson episode is a big one for me because it's part of the reason I reached this point, and I'm honest, I'm jealous of the conversation that the Steven guy gets to have. This podcast, like many others, are part of the reason I said what I said in our intro episode. Learning to build a great podcast while actually doing it. I'm trying to get to the point where those type of conversations happen on this platform as well, and I'm excited for that as a possibility. Why you might not? This is a serious podcast. It is challenging. It makes you think, ponder, and reflect. If that's not your vibe, then you can give it a miss. But it's great for inspiration and like some life learnings or just things that like are thought starters, which I think is one of the reasons I like it so much. Also, I'm not gonna lie on the why you might not, or maybe personally why I might not. I don't like the host too much, but it's because he looks like my ex. There, I said it. But I like seeing the guest reactions and stuff, so now I have to like watch the video versions because I genuinely want to see these people's faces when they express. One could say I'm suffering for my art. Yeah, I'm suffering for my art. Okay, yes, that was dramatic, but that's how much I love you. Look at me, yeah, looking at a face I don't want to look at, yeah, but listening to things I do want to listen to. Okay, anyway, so my final thoughts. As this is my first review, I've been doing a lot of intros, as I mentioned. This is a bit of a battle of the Brits. I did not realize that I had put two British podcasts in this episode together, but we're here now, so it is what it is. I think it's a good idea when trying a podcast to go to the page and listen to the trailer if they have one, or look at the episode titles and pick one based on the one that catches your eye. It's fine. No one will judge you. Just listen to what you want to listen to, guys, like in a real way. This is how I go episode shopping, and it served me really, really well. Like, the title gives you a lot, and also there's sometimes descriptions. Well, actually, there's always mostly descriptions. So read through the description of the episode and the show. Just, like, look around. Like, don't feel pressured to listen to all of it. Listen to what sounds like something that can speak to you. Also, I just came up with an idea. If I hear an episode I really like of a show that I've already reviewed, I'll just post a link on FB or Insta with a short review of why I liked it. I won't do it in podcast format. It'll just be content for content's sake. So, yeah, I mean, just check the socials if there's anything that pops up where I'm like, I've already reviewed this show, because I'm trying to point you to shows as opposed to episodes specifically, just simply because of the fact that I want you to support the whole podcast and not just episode by episode. So I'm probably gonna not talk about these two again in this format, but I will obviously, if I listen to a really cool episode that they come up with, mention the episodes on the socials, so on Facebook or Instagram. The links to the above podcasts that I just spoke about are in the description. I'll share these links on Instagram and Facebook as well. Please have a listen and tell me what you think. Any comments or suggestions you have for more podcasts you'd like me to listen to or review are welcome. But yeah, I just really hope you guys enjoy these and I can vouch for them. I'm gonna act like I'm an expert, but we here now. Anyway, with that, dear friends, I'm signing off for the year. This is A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, bye!